Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine the MD, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place. All right. Welcome to the Reversing Diabetes with Delaine MD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn, and this is a bonus podcast. First bonus podcast ever. Woo, woo. Not sure how this is going to go. If this is your first podcast, this podcast is going to be quite a bit different than all of my other podcasts. This podcast is going to be short and sweet, designed really to be used during your car time when you're driving somewhere, whether you're going to work or whether you're going out on a night out with the girls or whether you're going to a family dinner, whatever it is, this podcast is to get your head in the right space so that you set yourself up for success. So again, this is going to be short so that you can get this choked down in 10, 15 minutes prior to walking into work or wherever you're going. If you find this strategy helpful, please mark this podcast. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't ever miss any of the podcast episodes, but you can mark the podcast and you can download the podcast to your phone so you find it easily and then you listen as needed whenever you need it. But again, if it's your first time to this podcast, please check out my previous podcast to get a more complete idea of what I do to help you live your naturally healthy life. So here we go. Many of my clients come to my program with similar stories. This actually was inspired by my client, Ashley, who's been doing all of the hard work to really figure out what it is that drives her to learn how to keep her commitment to herself and reach her goals. But she came to me with a story that caught her off guard. And so we worked through this and I realized how beneficial this would be to all of my clients and to people who aren't yet my clients and are just trying to figure out that strategy to stop being caught off guard and eating the things that we aren't expecting to eat or that we didn't plan to eat. So the stories are something like this. I walked into work and there were donuts, or I walked into work and there were bagels, or somebody ordered pizza at lunch and I wasn't expecting it, or somebody refilled the candy drawer. On a related note, I think that it's hysterical how universal candy drawers are at work. So I always refer to the candy drawer. If for some reason you're not sure what a candy drawer at work is, send me an email and I'll clarify that for you. Another story that we have, I didn't know that I was going to be at this restaurant and there was going to be this amazing dessert, or I didn't expect that restaurant to have that thing on their menu, whatever that is. Or another story, I didn't know when I went to mom's house this weekend that she was going to have those cookies that I loved from when I was a kid. Or when we go to a family gathering, I didn't know Aunt Margaret was going to make that pie just for me. But sometimes it's even something so simple as, like, I didn't expect to be so hungry after I started eating. So these are experiences, and recognize these quote-unquote experiences are really just thoughts about circumstances that you find yourself in. But they're all a common obstacle to eating foods that will make you ill with things like diabetes, right? This is the problem. This is why we eat those foods. This is the obstacle. It's because I didn't expect it to be there. And these foods make us sick with things like diabetes, prediabetes, metabolic syndrome, PCOS, obesity, all of those things. When clients come to me trying to eat foods that serve their goals and their health, these are the situations that trip them up, all of them, at least once. So today we're going to talk about the strategy to prevent the fall, okay? The problem is the unexpected. I didn't know there'd be, fill in the blank, donuts, pizza, candy, all the things. We're thrown off by the story that we didn't know. And now there is where your problem is. So you fix the problem. It's really that simple. And the simple fix is you start to know. You start to expect that there are going to be goodies at the office. You start to expect that if you go to a restaurant and you look at the menu, almost any restaurant you go to, you will find something that looks amazing. It's almost like it's the job of the restaurant to make food that you will find amazing. It's like what they're paid to do. You should expect that if you look at the menu, it's going to have something amazing on it. You should start to expect that when you go to mom's, that she's going to make your favorite cookies. You know why? Because she loves you. You should expect that anywhere Aunt Margaret's going to be, she's going to make a pie. You know why Aunt Margaret's going to make a pie? Because that's what she does, and she does it well. Okay? Lastly, you should start to expect that when you start to eat food, you will have cravings for more food. And you know why? Because that's biology. When we eat, even if we're eating healthy foods, our insulin jumps up. That's part of our biology. That insulin then crosses into our brain and drives hunger signaling. Don't be surprised. Nothing's gone wrong. Your body's just being a normal human being. 10,000 years ago, food was not overly abundant. If we stopped eating the food that was available to us when it hit our tummy and we felt a little full, we would not have been able to consume enough energy to continue to live and thrive. So our bodies developed this wonderful little mechanism of spitting out some insulin, allowing our insulin to help us use that energy. That's what it does in the cells of our body. But in the cells of our brain, it drives more hunger signaling. This is just biology, and you should expect it. It's the same way you should expect the goodies to be at work. You should expect the restaurants to have food that looks tasty. You should expect mom is going to make your favorites. And because Aunt Margaret makes killer pies, you should expect that sometimes she's going to make a killer pie and sometimes she's going to say it's for you. Nothing's gone wrong. All of this is part of the normal human experience. So if you're expecting it, then you make a plan for how to handle it. Boom. That's the key. That's the solution. You expect it, and then you figure out how you're going to handle it. You know there's going to be food at the break room, so don't be surprised when you go in and there's bagels or there's donuts. Before you get to work on your drive-in, right now, if you're driving to work and listening to this, I want you to visualize yourself walking past the food, not even considering eating it. Envision yourself sticking to the plan that you've already made. Visualize what it will be like to watch everybody else eating donuts and you're not eating them. Practice what you are going to think. If your initial thought is something like, what a bunch of crap that I can't have a donut, I'd work on a different thought because that one's probably not going to empower you to make a better decision. Maybe something more along the lines, I love that I'm becoming the kind of person that does not eat foods that make me sick. That's a much better thought, and it's also true. When you go to the restaurant, have a plan. The first part of my plan is that I'm not looking at the menu. If I plan to eat at the restaurant, which is not always a thing I do when I go out with my friends, then I have already looked at the menu online and I know what I'm going to order. I don't need to see the menu. I visualize myself taking the menu from the waitstaff and placing it on the table next to me without even opening it. I visualize myself ordering a glass of wine or a glass of seltzer with lemon if that's all I'm going to order. I visualize me ordering only that. I visualize me managing the strange looks from the staff and my friends. I think of the witty, oh so witty because I'm oh so very witty, comment that I'm going to say to put everybody else at ease, that it's okay. I'm just here for the drinks tonight. It's okay. The seltzer water is all I'm wanting. It's okay. I ate something earlier. I don't need to eat right now. I visualize sitting at the table with my drink and watching my friends eat. I visualize all of this beforehand. I expect that there will be favorite cookies when I go to a loved one's house. Understand that this is the way your loved ones show you love. I do this for my children when my grown children come home. There's cake. There's cookies. I don't eat them, but I know my kids love them, so I make it for them. I know when I go somewhere and my loved ones have made something super tasty, I get to make a choice. Do I bring mom's tasty treat home? Do I put it on my plan before I go there? Because I know I'm going mom's. Maybe I put treat at mom's house, always on my plan if I know I'm going to my mom's. Maybe I bring it home and I put it on my plan for tomorrow. I can always bring it home and throw it in the freezer for 2 to 3 weeks and have it later. I've got options. No one's going to die if I do not eat the things. So I visualize myself in the action that I've pre-decided. Same with Aunt Margaret. How do you handle the pie? Because sure as shit, she's going to make pie. You can expect that. If not at this family get-together, at the next family get-together. If the donuts and the bagels aren't at work today, they will be there someday in the very near future. Have a plan for how you're going to handle it. Expect it. If you don't want to eat the pie with Aunt Margaret right in that moment, that's great. If you want to eat it, put it on your plan. If you don't, take a piece home. If you just don't want the pie, you lovingly and politely say, no thanks, Aunt Margaret, because that's always an option too. We are grown-ass people. No one gets to make us eat any of the food. If we want to eat it, then we eat it. But if you don't, you don't need to feel like you have to just because it's there. And you certainly don't need to feel like you've been caught off guard because you should expect it to be there. When we don't have a plan and we don't visualize the execution of the plan, we are more easily caught off guard, and that shakes us. And from that uncertain, shook place, the kids all say that, shook, from that uncertain place, we make uncertain decisions. If you know, and you should know, that the things are going to be offered, then you always have a plan. So in the morning, spend 3 minutes visualizing yourself executing the plan you already have made. On the ride into work, spend 3 minutes visualizing yourself executing the plan. That is the solution to the puzzle that you're trying to solve. Try it out. I hope you find this helpful. I feel like this is rapid fire podcasting. If you have any questions or are interested in working with me, send me an email at Delaine@DelaineMD.com to set up some time for us to meet. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.